32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
So often on the podcast, we look at endurance events because that's when you need that extra nutrition, where you need to put stuff in your fuel tank to help you very often get to the finish line of your event. But not every event needs you to have as much supplementation. And there are little, or should I say, shorter events as well that a lot of people just prefer to do. And if you're new to the sport of running, and if you're looking at doing something like a 10 kilometer, even if you're an experienced 10 kilometer runner and you maybe want to improve your time, is there a way to do so by taking in nutrition? So Mark Wolf joining myself, Mr. Active David Katz, on the podcast. And Mark, for a 10K, in theory, not much nutrition's required, is it?
There's no nutrition that's actually required for a 10K. If we have a look at the natural energy stores of the body, I mean, just taking your glycogen stores into account, you've got 2,000 calories with which you can burn. And unless you're going to run a 10K in 90 minutes, maybe up to 2 hours, I don't see any necessity to actually take anything on the day. If you really wanted to, you could have a small little pre-race meal or a breakfast if you really just feel that you can't exercise without anything in your stomach and you need something, but there's definitely no reason to fuel yourself during a run. The only other thing that I can think of which would probably play a benefit might be something like caffeine, because caffeine, we know, does wake up the brain, gives you a little bit more mental focus, so that would definitely help. But I don't see a necessity to go and load yourself with blood glucose spiking products and actually trying to see if that makes a difference. It could help a little bit with performance, having that taste of sweetness in your mouth and getting the brain to wake up a little bit, but it's not going to impact anything as far as your natural energy stores go. You've got more than enough natural fuel in the body to fuel a 10K.
Now, for someone who wants to have something, they do like breakfast, what would you recommend they have something before running a 10K, and how soon before the race would you recommend that they should eat?
Well, I think it also depends on how fast a person's going to run a 10K, because if you're going to run a 10K in, let's say, under 40 minutes, it's a fair pace. So you're going to put your body under a little bit more stress. If you're going to just jog a 10K and just do it as a social runner, so that's a completely different story. So first of all, when the body's under stress, the digestive system doesn't function as well, and then you would want to try and avoid anything that's going to load your digestive tract. So probably something that's very measurable and very small and simple. So, I mean, even something like, say, a little porridge or something. But I would say even a half a cup or a cup of porridge would be absolutely more than enough. I would never eat within an hour of a race, especially a 10K at all, especially because you want to make sure that those digestive tracts are fairly clear and the food's already moved through. Because when you are racing and there's something sitting in your stomach and you are going at a high intensity, it's going to impact you quite severely. If you are just going on a casual, jog just to finish a little 10K run, or even if it's a park run, which is a 5K, I would say that you don't really need to eat anything beforehand, because at that very, very slow pace, what's going to happen is that you're going to actually spare your energy stores even more. So I don't think that you have to take in something. If you really, really are craving something, again, something very, very small and measurable, one thing that you might be very interested in is if you want to make sure that you maximize your amount of fat burn. So in other words, if you want to utilize that as a sort of weight loss effort, or if you want to actually make sure that from a health perspective that run is actually beneficial for you, then probably don't even take any carbohydrates beforehand. Don't give yourself any blood sugar rise, and if you want, go with a bit of eggs or go with something completely different, even a little teaspoon of nut butter or something like that, or a tablespoon of nut butter. Get something into the system which maybe will make you feel a little bit satiated and happy, but stick to more protein and fat and don't actually even touch the carbohydrates. And you're more than welcome to try and take in some carbs afterwards from a recovery perspective, but I wouldn't overdo it. I mean, it's not something that I think justifies eating incorrectly. In actual fact, a lot of people use exercise as a means to eat, and it should be the opposite way around. You should be nutrifying yourself in order to do exercise, and only nutrifying yourself to do exercise if the exercise is going to demand that of you.
Now, Mark, looking at recovery, then recovery would be quite important, even at a 10K distance. And important there, you're told not, you know, just justifying that you can eat anything after a 10K. You can't. It's important to refuel, but you shouldn't be throwing anything and everything in your system, should you?
Definitely not. And again, if we have a look at the two types of athletes, the one performing at a very high intensity, he's going to obviously do a little bit more muscle damage. He's really going to deplete his glycogen stores, not completely, but he's going to deplete a certain amount of it. An athlete that's running at a very high pace will definitely require some carbohydrate intake to stabilize his blood sugar, get the glycogen stores back up again. And obviously protein intake to try and help with any muscle resynthesis and, you know, get any damaged muscle tissue repaired. So that's generally the kind of meal that, you know, somebody would look at. But if myself personally, if I'm going on a 10K, very easy controlled pace jog, and it doesn't have to be a jog, it can even be a pace where you're not actually performing at a very high intensity, but a very comfortable effort, there's no reason for me to load myself with carbohydrates after it. My glycogen stores are not depleted. Without a doubt, I probably haven't even depleted them at all. And probably after a run like that, I mean, I might just go with scrambled eggs and salmon as an avocado as a meal, and just keep that nice, healthy nutrition going, and actually utilize that run as a benefit for me. So people that are doing park runs, I mean, it could be a 17-minute effort for some, but it could be a 40-minute effort for others. You've got to understand, if you're looking at burning off roughly at a very high intensity, you could burn off maybe 1,000 calories per hour, but at probably a sort of a lower pace, you might only burn anywhere between 600 and 750 calories per hour. You're only running, less than an hour, so you're running maybe 40 minutes. So, you know, take off that time. Maybe you've burnt off 400 or 500 calories in that 40 minutes. And then what actually happens afterwards, if you look at 400 or 500 calories from a meal perspective, you know, muffins and cappuccinos and beers and all these kinds of things is just not going to do that run justice. You know, so I think you've got to decide. I prefer looking at it from a health perspective, not necessarily from a performance perspective. Exercise is there as a means for, it's a social outlet, it's healthy, it's a de-stressor, and I think that nutrition plays a very critical role in making sure that you achieve what you're setting out to achieve. Just by the way, if you do overload on carbohydrates afterwards, I mean, there's one simple thing that happens, that any glucose that's in your bloodstream is utilized obviously to replenish your glycogen stores. Once the glycogen stores are topped up and there's still a lot of glucose left in your bloodstream, the body's ultimately just going to go and convert that to fat. It is not, if it can't get rid of it, it's going to convert it to fat. So that's basically the problem that I see with a lot of athletes, is they overdo it after exercise, and they actually tend to justify the exercise as a means to eat.
Now, Mark, you touched on caffeine probably being the one thing that would be beneficial. Would you take it during the race? Would you take it just before? What do you recommend?
Caffeine takes usually 60 minutes to hit its peak as far as metabolizing the caffeine goes. Obviously, it depends on what caffeine you're taking. But so I would say take the caffeine, and generally what I do is I recommend take the caffeine 60 minutes before the start of the race, and then maybe take one again just before the start of the race, and then you're covered for the entire race. You don't need to take one during, I don't think, not at that short distance. You know, over longer distance, you might want to top up your caffeine intake during. But again, you have to experiment with caffeine. If you've never tested it before, you need to see that it does work for you. When people say to me, I drink coffee, you never know how much caffeine is in a cup of coffee. You never know how much caffeine is actually in a cup of tea. They change from one cup to the next. And the dark strength and taste of the coffee doesn't mean that there's more caffeine in it. It's really just the roast usually, or it's just how it's been blended. So caffeine is definitely a measurable. I find that it works extremely well for me. It works extremely well for a lot of elite and amateur athletes out there. It does help you with mental focus. It keeps that brain alert, and it does have a very big benefit. What caffeine does after exercise is that it actually can help speed up the replenishment of your glycogen levels by even up to 50%, which is quite significant. So if you have put in a very, very hard effort and you have depleted your glycogen stores, by taking in a complex carbohydrate and then taking in some caffeine with that, it will actually speed up that recovery process. So it does have a benefit post exercise as well. If you want caffeine to really work for you, you shouldn't be I call them a coffee addict, because if you're drinking 6 or 8 cups of coffee every single day and then you expect to take caffeine on the day of the race and you expect it to be a wow impact, it's not going to happen. your body is extremely tolerant to the caffeine. And if you want the caffeine to work, you should be slightly less tolerant to the caffeine. So I'm not saying cut out coffee completely, but I mean, if you're having one cup of coffee a day and then you take caffeine on race day, for sure it's going to help and it's going to benefit. A lot of elite athletes actually reduce their caffeine intake way before an event and completely stop the caffeine intake maybe a week or two before an event and then take it on race day. So it does play a benefit, but again, it's when and how you utilize it, and again, what your body is actually used to from a tolerant level perspective.
Well, 32GI have a great caffeine product called the G-Shot. I'll put a link up to it on the end of this podcast. But from Mark Wolf and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, whatever distance you're running, whatever endurance event you're doing, do it safely. And just remember, you are what you eat.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI, trusted sports nutrition advisors.